Hi, my name is Peggy Hunt. I volunteered to read for this program today. And the book I read was The Lost Manuscript by Kathy Bonnigan, who lives and teaches in France. Originally published in 2019, the English translation was published last year. So, The Lost Manuscript. The titles of some novels don't really tell you what the book is about, but this is not one of those. It's about a manuscript that is lost. It's left on an airplane in 1983 and found in 2016. If you like mysteries, and don't worry, nobody gets murdered, and sort of romance and books in which salient features, you know, wind about and eventually are gradually revealed, I think you'll like this book. I say it's a sort of romance because two people finding love is not at all the focus of this book. So in 2016, a woman checks into a hotel in France. She's frustrated because she's forgotten to bring a book to read before bed. So she pokes around the room and finds a typewritten manuscript in a bedside drawer. Rather than lull her to sleep, however, it drags her deeply into its story. Upon returning home to Paris, she is determined to track down the author despite the fact that her family thinks she's crazy. This is extra complicated because halfway through the book, it's obvious to her that the person who started writing it is not the one who finished it. So there's really two authors she needs to find. Some of the people who have touched the manuscript in the course of those 30 years flit by, but many of them stay involved in solving the mysteries, so kind of sucked into her search. And their involvement is revealed fairly slowly, sometimes with stories, sometimes with just an offhand line or remark. And sometimes there's a total retelling of a major life event. But all of these people have been deeply touched by the book, which is why when they are contacted up to 30 years after they read it, they're drawn into the story that of this woman trying to track it back to the author. This is actually a fairly easy book to read, although there are quite a number of characters for a book that's only 272 pages long. I found at one point myself by kind of writing down who was who, because there's a lot of them. This book is presented as a series of letters. I've read several books that are in this format. I personally like them. The major players are writing back and forth, reporting about what they found and how the hunt for the author or authors should proceed. All of this correspondence takes place, are you ready? Through snail mail. And because these are letters that get put in the mail, we don't have the cross wires you get with email or that frantic, you know, why haven't you answered me in 10 minutes? It's actually kind of relaxing. So you find out who's writing, where they're writing from, and the date of their writing. And all of this happens in about 6 months during 2016. So it's not, doesn't go on forever, but it's very intense. Each letter is about 2 to 4 pages long so that you can take your time. So, you know, they're little bites of this book. However, at some point in reading it, I was compelled to find out the resolution of it. For this program, this book was paired with the Bluff Loop Trail at Miller Peninsula State Park. It's a great coupling because the book is very much like a walk in a park. Sometimes there's a short, straight path where you can see ahead just a little bit, and in other places, the trail loops and connects. It really is a great. The author has only one previous novel, and it's called The Perfume of the Hellebore Rose, and I will definitely be looking for it. I really enjoyed this book.